Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Nameen with the Center for Work Life. Welcome. Welcome to Top Performer. I'm very excited about today's show. It's about narcissistic leaders. And although this is an area that is not necessarily used quite a lot in the workforce, we don't hear much about it. It is, in fact, a very serious and symptomatic process that goes on in the workforce. Many individuals believe that codependency and narcissism is not necessarily part of the workforce, and it's something that possibly tends to creep in during relationships, interpersonal and otherwise. However, based on the work that I've done with many different executives and leadership as well as the workforce, what I have found is that it's quite possible that through a myriad of various different types of exposure and background and historical data, individuals will happen to have some of these dynamics playing into their roles. So whether they are a leader that is narcissistic or has tendencies of narcissism or possibly a codependent, what ends up happening is that dynamic will invite different types of individuals, both from a leadership perspective as well as different individuals from a workforce perspective. So as they say, one attracts the other. So there's a magnetic force that kind of tends to happen between two. So having said that, I want to kind of dive in a little bit and discuss some of the key areas. And the reason this is very, very crucial is because whether you are a business owner or whether you are someone that is working for a larger corporation, whether you're a leader working for a larger company, these are different things that definitely eat out from the bottom line. And the importance of the matter is that during engagement processes and surveys, a lot of times they are not areas that necessarily they're not realized. And the reason for that is because some of these factors have a facade around them in the sense that, for example, in an engagement survey, if you ask an employee their perspective on leadership, if someone is a codependent, they're very likely to not be able to assertively say that they're not happy with the employer. They may not necessarily even realize that that's what's happening. And on the reverse, if you're looking at someone that is a codependent leader, they may very well have a difficult time realizing or possibly even looking at some of the signs that an employee could be not necessarily working at their full potential. They may be looking at the individual with different colored glasses in the sense that feeling sorry for them or feeling that as a leader they have some to do with that and so on and so forth. So it's an interplay. It's a very, very diluted dynamic, and as a result, it leads to some very clear boundary, porous boundaries, and as a result, it leads to eating out from the bottom line. So there's specific research in this area, and I do want to definitely invite you to take a look at that when you do get the opportunity. But today, my main goal is to just introduce the topic to you. At the Center for Work Life, we have a blog series that has just come about, and the blog series is going to go into specific topics in that area as far as narcissism and narcissistic personality types, as well as codependency and how that interplays in the workforce. So please join that. You can join our newsletter, and you will receive the blogs on a regular basis. And if you would prefer, you can also just go online onto www.centerforworklife.com, and under publications, you can view the blogs. And like I said, this blog series is going to be going on for at least the next 2 months or so, so you can stay tuned to that. So talking about, the process that we just discussed, the narcissism, and looking at some of the signs, I think from a macro level, what's really important is to just kind of learn to pick up some of those signals to be able to see, okay, well, if I don't know where I fit in that, is it good for me to possibly start with looking at some of the dysfunctionalities, look at some of the symptoms? So I think some of the characteristics of a codependent individual in the workplace is important to look at. So a codependent usually in the workforce has some difficulties with approval. They have constant approval-seeking methodologies without realizing they're constantly asking for approval, whether verbally, whether emotionally, in the sense that if the leader is not necessarily very feedback-oriented, then it tends to make them very nervous and anxious. So that's one angle of it. And then the other angle is whatever it is that the leader is asking, for better or worse, they tend to want to please them. And so what happens is this individual becomes more of a guinea pig and rather has, like I said, very porous boundaries. And so maybe it has to do with the number of hours they're putting in, or it has more to do with the types of projects they're involved in, whether the right projects, whether they're not necessarily in their aptitude, whether they have more to do with specifically promotional opportunities. There's so many different angles that this could interplay into the process of how the employee looks to gaining that approval. Because they're generally on a low self-esteem process, unfortunately, the dependency on the supervisor and co-workers becomes very value-oriented, very value affirmation. So they constantly are tapping in and trying to find out from the other individuals what is it that will make them happy. Sometimes they morph into someone they're not. And so that's in line with what we are talking about. Additionally, there are some heightened levels of stress that as a coworker they may have. So because they're so hypersensitive and also very hypercritical of themselves, they may tolerate certain issues that they should not necessarily be, because, again, their boundaries are very porous and they have a poor sense of understanding of their own needs because they're so constantly looking at other people's needs. Another very strong characteristic is that they're more likely to quit. And unfortunately, as you may know, in the workforce, a voluntary turnover is not necessarily a good thing if it has to do with the fact that the person doesn't feel up to par with what they're doing. They're also more prone to illness, and their more overall productivity in the workforce is less, because although counterintuitively, we may think that because they are very approval-seeking, they work hard. A lot of that comes from the fact that they're constantly running. So having said that, I think I'm going to go ahead and leave it at that for today's program. In the following program that we're going to have, I will be discussing further details of some of the co-dependency that plays out in the leadership as well as the individual. So thanks so much for joining me today, and I look forward to talking to you next time.